With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Jake Crumpler.
What's up, fellow fantasy managers? Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. My name is Jake Crumpler, and it's the weekend, so as always, I'll be taking over for Bubba as the host of this weekend edition of the podcast. You can follow me at Jake Crumpler on Twitter, and can find all of my work at CrumplerBaseball.com. Let's dive into everything baseball-related from Friday, June 7th. We'll start it off, as always, with the transactions, injuries, news, and notes from around the league, starting with the bad news. Our only IL placement of the day is outfielder Kyle Tucker of the Astros, who was placed on the 10-day IL with a right shin contusion. Tucker has been held out of action since fouling a ball off his shin on Monday, and Tucker's shin has healed slower than the team anticipated, and thus he was placed on the IL. It was made retroactive to Tuesday, so Tucker should be eligible to return this upcoming Friday. Trey Cabbage and Chaz McCormick are expected to platoon in right field until Tucker returns. Cabbage is interesting, but undercuts his elite power and speed with too many strikeouts. Number 5 Astros prospect Joey Loperfido will be recalled from the minors in a corresponding move, giving the Astros an additional option in the outfield. In terms of transactions, utility man Kevin Biggio was surprisingly designated for assignment. Since his impressive first two seasons in 2019 and 2020, Biggio has been a below league average hitter without standing out defensively. The Jays cut bait on Biggio and will replace him with their number 16 prospect, Spencer Horwitz. The 26-year-old first baseman walked more than he struck out while batting .335 in 57 games at AAA prior to his promotion, and Horwitz will find himself in a bench role, seeing most of his time at DH against right-handed starters. The Marlins made two notable but temporary roster moves. Both shortstop Tim Anderson and second baseman Otto Lopez were placed on the paternity list, and the middle infield duo should return after the Marlins weekend set against the Guardians, but in a corresponding move, middle infielders Tristan Gray and Xavier Edwards were recalled from the minors. Gray is a quad A type hitter with big time power and tons of swing and miss in his game, while Edwards is the exact opposite, striking out just 7% of the time at AAA with no home runs, though he did bat .365 in a small sample of 13 games. Edwards is more likely to remain on the roster than Gray and started at short against a southpaw in the team's first game without Anderson and Lopez. Starting pitcher Jordan Wicks of the Cubs was activated from the 15-day IL. Wicks missed more than 6 weeks with a forearm injury, and after finding some success in the rotation prior to the injury, Wicks will be forced into a relief role with every rotation spot already accounted for. Starting pitcher Carlos F. Rodriguez is expected to have his contract selected from the minors on Tuesday. The 22-year-old right-hander is the team's number 6 prospect thanks to a trio of above-average secondaries. However, Rodriguez has failed to translate them into on-field performance as he's pitched to a 5.17 ERA and 62 2/3 innings at AAA this year. His kitchen sink approach and mid-20% strikeout rates at AAA hint at Rodriguez being no more than a Toby with a capped workload in each start as a young starter. And in terms of news, starting pitcher Kodai Senga is expected to throw a bullpen early next week. Senga experienced a setback during his recovery from a shoulder injury, but seems to be trending in the right direction. Senga is still at least a month away from returning. Outfielder Juan Soto was diagnosed with inflammation in his left elbow. The Yankees have deemed this prognosis as positive, which hints at Soto returning after the Yankees' weekend series against the Dodgers. Starting pitcher Max Scherzer will make a rehab start at AAA tomorrow. If Scherzer is still on your wire, now's the time to go pick him up. His return is imminent. Starting pitcher Gerrit Cole will also make a rehab start tomorrow. Cole is still a few starts away from returning, but we could see him in pinstripes before the conclusion of the month. Starting pitcher Cade Povich of the Orioles struggled in his major league debut, but will get a second chance and a start at home next week. Closing pitcher Andrés Muñoz threw a light bullpen session yesterday, but was still deemed unavailable to pitch in a game the Mariners would eventually blow a 7-run lead and could have really used his presence. Relief pitcher Lucas Erceg threw a bullpen session and felt good. Erceg will throw another bullpen tomorrow, and if that goes well, he could return in the minimum time without a rehab assignment. Starting pitcher Alek Manoah will undergo UCL surgery and will miss the remainder of the season and the majority of 2025. It's been a rough couple of years for the right-hander. And lastly, starting pitcher Ryan Weathers of the Marlins left his start yesterday in the third inning with left index finger soreness. It's unclear if he'll be able to make his next start scheduled for Thursday in Queens. And now we'll take a look at the notable performances from Friday, a day in which we had 14 games as the Mets and Phillies had the day off as they traveled to London for the London series, which starts today. We'll start it off with our hitters leading off with Wilmer Flores as he helped the Giants to a win in Texas, going 2-for-5 with 2 runs, 2 home runs, and 2 runs batted in. He's up to 4 home runs on the year now. The first one traveled 387 feet at 99.7 miles per hour. The second one also 387 feet, but it went 105.5 miles per hour. Flores doubled his home run total on the season with his best performance of the year, and still his numbers are not up to his usual standards. After 4 straight years of production at the plate in San Francisco, during which Flores combined to put up a 117 WRC+, he's seen his WRC+ dip below the league average for the first time since 2015, and it can be directly correlated to his batted ball metrics. Today's damage likely won't shift things much, but Flores has proven incapable of impacting the ball like he has in the past. His hard hit rate is his lowest during the StatCast era, which has led to his expected metrics supporting his poor 651 OPS. That leads me to believe there's something wrong mechanically or physically, maybe an injury with Flores, though regression at the age of 32 isn't out of the ordinary. Flores will also be out of an everyday role when Lamont Wade Jr. returns from the IL in the next week or so, so he's only rosterable for the next couple of weeks anyway. Brian De La Cruz helped the Marlins to a win against the Guardians, going 3-for-4 with a run, a home run, a double, and an RBI. He's up to 11 home runs on the year. This one traveled 432 feet at 106.8 miles per hour. De La Cruz has been a steady contributor since debuting in 2021 and is once again quietly putting up decent numbers. De La Cruz doesn't stand out in points or OBP-based leagues because of his aggressive approach at the plate, but it pays off in standard leagues as his 250 batting average doesn't hurt and he provides solid power production while batting in the top third of the order every day. De La Cruz fits better in deeper leagues because of his solid, if not unspectacular, production, but he's borderline in standard leagues with just 3 outfield spots, but should be rostered universally in 12-team 5 outfielder leagues. De La Cruz is on pace to surpass 140 runs plus RBI for the second year in a row and could eclipse the 20 home run threshold for the first time in his career with the continuation of his current pace. And lastly, Andrew Vaughn helped the White Sox to a rare win versus the Red Sox, going 2-for-4 with 2 runs, a home run, and an RBI. It was his 6th home run of the year and it traveled 402 feet at 104.4 miles per hour. I've always vouched for Vaughn as a breakout candidate because of his prospect pedigree stemming from his 3rd overall selection in the 2019 draft. He's yet to make my faith in him pay off, and when I finally hopped off the boat in the offseason, he rewarded fantasy managers with the worst season of his career. Vaughn is likely being dragged down by the horrid lineup around him and has experienced some poor luck with a low BABIP and expected metrics that suggest better times on the horizon. However, his performance is somewhat warranted. Vaughn is sporting the lowest barrel and hard hit rates of his career and is striking out more than ever. Since the beginning of May, though, Vaughn has returned his K rate to normal levels, but his production remains muted. However, a 131 WRC plus since my brother's 25th birthday on May 8th hints at Vaughn getting back on track. It may be time to buy back in 15 teamers, though I'm going to need to see him maintain this level before I go picking him up in standard leagues. But if you'd like a breakdown of notable hitting performances from Friday, check out the Daily Batters Box article over on pitcherlist.com. And now we'll head to the mound and check out the notable starting pitching performances, opening with Tobias Myers as he earned a win for the Brewers in Detroit, tossing 8 scoreless innings, allowing just 1 hit and 3 walks while striking out 5. He induced 5 whiffs with 29% CSW across 100 pitches. Myers made a statement in his return from AAA, shutting out the Tigers for 8 innings. In 7 appearances and 6 starts during his first stint in the majors, Myers proved to be no more than a Toby, which is very fitting of his name, with a 5.40 ERA and a 23% strikeout rate. In the meantime, Myers has posted a 1.45 ERA in 18 and 2/3 innings at AAA, which shows that he's proven all he can in the minor leagues. Myers has 4 secondaries he can trust, though it's his elite IVB four-seamer that stands out despite its 92-mile-per-hour velocity. The heater was what allowed Myers to have success on Friday, though it was the passivity of the Tigers that allowed it to dominate. Myers stole 14 called strikes with his fastball and combined for all 5 of his whiffs with his slider, changeup, and cutter. Seeing 5 punchouts on just 5 whiffs should tell you everything you need to know about the sustainability of this performance. The silver lining is that Myers was trusted to go 100 pitches after maxing out at 84 pitches in his previous outings. And if Myers remains in the rotation, he will get either the Blue Jays or Reds next, and I think I'll be avoiding that no matter who he faces. Hogan Harris helped the A's to a win versus the Blue Jays. He took a no decision, though, tossing 6 scoreless innings, allowing just 3 hits and 2 walks while striking out 3. Harris induced 7 whiffs with 23% CSW across 91 pitches. And are we already ready to buy into Harris? He's made just 2 starts this year, though his last 15 innings have come with just 1 earned run. Harris relies heavily on a mid-90s heater that grades out as the best fastball according to PLV because of its exceptional break both vertically and horizontally, as well as its elite swing and miss capability. His curveball also grades out positively according to PLV with a 97th percentile mark in that category as it consistently steals strikes. The heater-hook combo was the plan of attack on Friday as Harris induced 3 whiffs with his fastball and threw his curve for 40% CSW. Harris occasionally throws a changeup and slider as well, though they aren't very good and aren't trusted too often. That makes the southpaw a 2-pitch pitcher without a true weapon to neutralize right-handed batters, the handedness he'll face most often. His reduced win chance pitching for the A's also hurts, and I don't think I'm ready to trust Harris just yet, especially in his next start in San Diego. And lastly, we have Jake Irvin as he earned the win versus the Braves, tossing 6 scoreless innings, allowing just 4 hits and 2 walks while striking out 4. He induced 16 whiffs with 29% CSW across 96 pitches, and Irvin has been on a roll with a 2.28 ERA across his last 8 starts. And he capped off his incredible run with 6 shutout frames against the vaunted Braves lineup, outdueling a dominant Chris Sale in the process. His fastball-curveball combination was unhittable as he induced 5 whiffs with the heater and 9 more with his curve, which went for 36% CSW. Irvin even snuck in 19 sinkers for 37% CSW as well. And before you cut me off, yes, I'm aware Irvin is a Vargas rule right now, and we shouldn't expect this to continue. He's really just a one-pitch pitcher as his curve is his only standout offering. His four-seamer isn't good, and I think he needs to rely on his sinker as often as he does the straight fastball. Irvin relies on balls in play often with his sub-22%. 2% strikeout rate, so leaning on the pitch that induces less loud contact and more ground balls would be the smart move, and that's the sinker. However, I have no reason to expect Irvin to shake things up with the amount of success he's been having recently. Therefore, I also don't expect him to become an arm we can rely upon in standard leagues. Nonetheless, he's on a roll and gets the Tigers in Detroit next time out, and that's a clear start. But if you'd like a breakdown of every single start from Friday, give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen, and check out Nick's daily starting pitcher roundup over on pitcherlist.com. Now we'll head to the bullpen and check out the relievers that got saves and the closers that pitched outside of save situations or blew their saves. Starting with the former, Camilo Duvall recorded his 10th save of the season, and it was refreshing to see a perfect frame from Duvall following a tough stretch of outings. David Bednar notched his 13th save with a scoreless 9th. That makes 9 consecutive scoreless outings for Bednar and a 1.17 ERA across his last 15 and a third innings pitched. Kyle Finnegan is up to 17 saves after his perfect 9th yesterday. His ERA currently sits at 1.80 through his first 25 innings this year. Craig Kimbrel secured his 14th save with a perfect ninth. Nine of Kimbrel's last 10 appearances have been perfect. He's been on a roll. Johan Ramirez locked down his first save since 2022, working around the zombie runner scoring to secure the Dodgers' 11-inning victory. Alexis Diaz worked around a run to record his 13th save. The newly recalled Jonathan Cannon secured the first save of his career. It was of the rare three-inning variety as Cannon tossed a trio of zeros on the board for the White Sox. And lastly, Ryan Helsley locked down his major league leading 21st save. Every other closer has yet to reach the 20-save threshold this year. And in terms of closers to pitch outside of save situations or blow their saves, Mason Miller came away with his first win of the season when the A's walked it off following his perfect frame in the top of the ninth. Clay Holmes pitched a perfect ninth in a tie game that would eventually last 11 innings. And lastly, Tanner Scott recorded two outs in the eighth before recording his fifth win with a perfect ninth on the back of the Marlins offense, taking the lead in the bottom of the eighth. But if you'd like a breakdown of notable relief pitching performances from Friday, check out the Daily Reliever Ranks article over on pitcherlist.com. And before we look forward to today's games, we're going to take a quick break.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent four-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Now we'll look forward to Saturday, June 8th, a day in which we'll have a full slate of 15 games, including the London Series matchup between the Mets and the Phillies. My matchup of the day is that game specifically, as there are not a lot of great pitching matchups today, so I'll be tuning into the NL East showdown across the pond. In terms of probable starters, we've got just 2 guys in the auto starts tier, Luis Castillo in Kansas City and Grayson Rodriguez in Tampa Bay. Our probably starts tier has 5 pitchers, and that's where we'll find our streamer of the day in Andrew Heaney versus the Giants. Heaney has been effectively deploying a BSB approach, which could work against a less than intimidating Giants lineup. I'd also keep an eye out for Hunter Brown in Anaheim. Brown had one of his best starts of the year last time out and has found a groove across his previous 3 starts with a 3 ERA and more than a strikeout per inning during that time. This may be the start of the stretch we expected Brown to hold all season. In terms of hitter suggestions, I'd go for Mets and Phillies hitters in London. MLB always seems to juice the balls for these international showcases as they look to get foreign fans hooked on the excitement of the long ball. So expect a home run derby today in London. I'd also go for Twins hitters against a Pirates bullpen game in Pittsburgh. The Pirates arm barn is already not great to begin with, but when you stretch them out across an entire game with the late inning trio of Bednar, Holderman, and Chapman having thrown 3 times in the last 4 days, could lead to an offensive explosion for Twins hitters. And I'd also keep an eye out for Red Sox hitters against Nick Nastrini and his 9.74 ERA. The rookie seems to be dealing with nerves on the mound this year, and Red Sox hitters should be able to take advantage of the young righty. And now we'll close things out with our relievers to watch. Clay Holmes has pitched on back-to-back days, and Victor Gonzalez as well as Ian Hamilton are out of the equation after doing the same. So save candidates for today include Luke Weaver, Tommy Canley, Caleb Ferguson, and Dennis Santana. Alexis Diaz has pitched on consecutive days, so Fernando Cruz is likely to get a save opportunity, though I wouldn't be surprised if the Reds turn to one of Emilio Pagan or Lucas Sims instead. And lastly, David Bednar has pitched in 3 of the past 4 days, but so have both Aroldis Chapman and Colin Holderman, so I'd expect Bednar back out there if a save chance arises today. But that'll do it for today's episode of the First Pitch Podcast. Make sure to head on over to pitcherlist.com to check out all of the great articles and features we have on the site. Join PL Pro to gain access to the Discord to interact with PitcherList staff and members of the community, as well as to utilize the in-season tools to help you win your leagues. That'll wrap up this edition of the podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Jake Crumpler. Tune in tomorrow and every day for a new installment of the podcast, and make sure to enjoy the day as we are blessed with another day of baseball.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are.
Go, 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 go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a 4-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary. For a limited time only.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com.
Paramount Plus, a central plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.